all manageable, especially for Monty. This is probably a good time to tell you, Monty's left leg from the knee down is a wheel. A wheel with an old tricycle was fashioned in place by his grandfather after the incident. But we'll get to that another time. Monty, a very cautious quick thumb, got to the bottom of the stairs. He now stood among the boxes of snacks, cases of frosted croplins, crafted of Xinglang soda. Monty opened the carton label. But what was this? He found mostly just empty wrappers and lots of crumbs. Digging through the mess, he discovered a big hole chewed to the bottom of the box. Monty, snout shouted without warning from the top of the stairs. What are you doing down there? Monty looked up to see Snot's patched, warthorthy face grow even leader upon noticing all the scattered wrappers. Hopping hap snobs! You forgot to put out the fambled traps, didn't you? Now, look what's happened. I better see dead flambins in trap, boy. This is your last warning. Monty could hear Snout snorting all the way back into the kitchen as he eyed the shelf with still unopened packages of flambin traps. Sigh. But I don't want to hurt any flambins, Monty whispered with himself. I like to see all Snot's picky nose caught in a flambin trap. Picturing him giggle,